Can you just sort of give us what you can about Andy Dalton's status?
Well, he'll be limited in practice today, and just visiting with our doctors this morning. They thought that he's progressing well. He threw some today already. They'll throw very little bit the rest of the day, and hopefully be able to go full speed tomorrow in practice. But he's coming along. The you know, bruise or whatever it is, coming along fine. Just has to get to where they're comfortable with it. And you know, I think in everybody's case, they understand it's a long season and don't want to do anything that may aggravate it more long term.
What was it about him that, you know, sort of made you decide to put him in there and make him a starter as a rookie immediately?
Well, we just felt like as we went through the camp, he was our best quarterback. But why we felt like, you know, in the draft, we just felt like as we spent our time in the evaluation process, that he was very poised, that he could do everything we wanted to do effectively in our offense, that he would fit well within the system. That as a rookie, it wouldn't be too big for him. And, you know, he was experienced. He had played a lot of football. He had thrown a lot of balls in college. And as we went through the process and spent the time and with him, we just felt like he would be, as a young player, a guy that could move us ahead and give us an opportunity to win right away.
Could you take us back through the process a little bit of, you know, once Carson kind of made it clear that he wasn't going to show up in the off season and all that kind of stuff, of the decision you guys made to go with a rookie instead of, you know, maybe trying to find a veteran guy?
Well, the difference is that we had the opportunity at a rookie before we had the opportunity at a veteran. And so I think it's, you know, had it been reversed, we probably would have, may have gone about the process differently.
When you look at the Broncos quarterback situation, what do you see out of Kyle? I know this is a team you've played a couple times over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, and Kyle was the starter in Chicago, and we played him in 05, and then in 09 there in Denver, so his first year in Denver. So, I mean, we feel like he's a very he's a productive quarterback. He has a guy. He's a guy who understands and has a good command of the game in the field. You know, he's a guy that can move and extend play. So we've got to play really good football. And, you know, he's been a productive guy from our viewpoint and a guy we respect a lot.
How has Andy been in terms of, like, the leadership and the other stuff that goes along with...
Andy is head and shoulders above anybody I've ever been around that way as a young player. And has a great command of the huddle. Guys don't leave the huddle and line up wrong. As they're leaving the huddle and they happen to be going to the wrong side, Andy's already made the correction to them, and he's just excellent that way.
How's Cedric Benson working out for you guys? Was it a little dicey off season there, or worried that he might not be available?
No, not really. You know, Sed has been fine. He's hopefully, I know he's taking care of his legal part. He still has some other hurdles to cross.
Harmon, what are your impressions of Doomerville, and if he's healthy, what do you think he does for the Broncos?
I think, you know, since he's really come into the NFL, and I can remember, he's one of the guys, you know, that I went down and spent time with personally because I felt like he would could have a great opportunity to be an effective rusher in the NFL. And, you know, he hasn't disappointed. And, you know, he is a fine, fine pass rusher, a fine football player. And, you know, I mean, he may have a little bit of a sore shoulder right now, but I think he's a very effective guy. They added a guy on the other side, Von Miller, that's an exceptional rusher as well. So they've got some, this is an athletic defensive football team, and one that you really have to, we have to be conscious of. We have to stay on our feet and get after that way.
You saw them in their 3-4 mode a couple years ago. Do you see many specific differences right now?
Well, there's going to be some differences because they're playing over defense now that they didn't play that much of, whether it would be under Mike or last year. So, you know, there's some subtle differences, but they're still playing some of the under fronts to get Von Miller close to the line of scrimmage and things that way. So, but you know, as they go, and this, they just got one game under their belts, really. You know, the preseason, is you're trying to figure yourself out a little bit, particularly this particular preseason.
Marvin, has it been strange not having Ocho Cinco around this year?
Oh, you know, as a guy on my football team, and hopefully someone that you know, we've helped with the rest of his life down the line. I miss him that way, but we kind of moved on it from the playing standpoint, and you know, that way, and just, you know, wish Chad the very, very best.
Marvin, can AJ give you that down the field component? I know, as a defensive coach, I've heard you talk about offenses that couldn't go over the top of you. Do you think he can give you that?
Yeah, AJ can. He can go over him, he can go under, and he can go through him. And you know, that's why we felt like he was such a great prospect. And you know, there were basically two or three players that we felt could come in and make an impact. And two of them are going to be on the field this week.
What did you think of Vaughn before he came out?
Like, he could make the same kind of impact as a player.